Mr. Bond told the 15-member council the demand for UN peacekeeping and mediation services is at an all-time high. He noted that the world body has 18 peacekeeping missions, most of them in Africa, with 100,000 employees and more being added. He said he would work to streamline UN efforts to enforce peace and strengthen post-conflict societies.
I'll make it my priority to strengthen the UN's ability to play its role to the fullest extent in conflict prevention, peacemaking, peacekeeping, and peacebuilding.
Speaking days after fresh revelations about sexual abuse among UN peacekeepers, Mr. Bond said the world body would have to find ways to do better.
To meet the growing demands of globalized operations, we must identify ways and means to build a staff which is truly mobile, multifunctional, and accountable, and which lives up to the highest ethical and professional standards.
Acting U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Alejandro Wolf, also addressed the Council's first formal session of the year. He warned of the growing threat to peacekeeping and peacemaking efforts from Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
We know that terrorists still work to kill innocent civilians around the world, and this body has a responsibility to meet these threats with unity of purpose and clear resolve.
In a related development, UN officials say Secretary General Bond will name an American diplomat to the world body's top political post. Sources close to Mr. Bond say U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia B. Lynn Pasco is likely to be appointed Undersecretary General for Political Affairs with some additional responsibilities in the field of peacekeeping. The political affairs job had long been held by British diplomats, but is currently held by former Nigerian Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gambari. The expansion of PASCO's responsibilities is seen as part of the effort to reorganize the rapidly expanding peacekeeping operations. The current Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping, Frenchman Jean-Marie Guénot, is expected to stay on, but a new position may be created to handle the growing workload. That post is expected to go to Japan. The United States and Japan pay roughly 45% of the total UN peacekeeping bill. There have been regular calls in Washington and Tokyo for more efficiency and a greater say in how the peacekeeping budget is spent. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.